This is the sound of the stairs leading up to where we are staying today. And for this weekend, we have arrived at the Folk East Festival in Suffolk. And I am hoping that I have remembered everything. I made a list. I checked it twice. I did. If it's good enough for Father Christmas, it's good enough for me. He's got a lot to remember, Father Christmas. Not only does he have to remember all the children who he's going to deliver the presents to, but he's also got to remember which ones are naughty and which ones are nice. I don't know when the cut-off period for Father Christmas is. Like, you know, if... And how it works. I don't know how he sort of works this out. And like Father Christmas sort of goes, you know, that person's been good. But what happens if they did something really bad? Like on December the 15th. Is it too late then? Does that person still get away with it? I mean, I imagine someone knew when the cut-off period was. It's like, well, I'm going to do a dastardly deed, but I'm going to wait until December the 15th. That's Father Christmas's cut-off point. I mean, yes, you are potentially squandering your opportunity to get presents next year, but then you might be thinking, you might be holding out hope for the fact that by that point, Father Christmas will have forgotten. It's kind of like 15th of December. He's so busy with Christmas. You've done your bad deed. By the time January comes again, you're good. You're being good again. Father Christmas is like, oh, you know, he checks in on you. He's like, oh, yeah, he's good. He's good. I will check it twice. I'll check twice. I'll come back maybe in July, see how he's getting on. But essentially, I'm not sure how much Father Christmas keeps his ear to the ground when it comes to people being naughty and nice. What with the increasing population of the planet as well, I imagine it's increasingly more difficult. Or does it get easier with the advent of social media, perhaps? Now you can just look on Facebook and find out what people are doing. Someone's like, oh, that person's being a troll. And Father Christmas does not like trolls. The trolls don't get on with the elves, you see. Two mythological creatures there don't get on with each other. So when he finds out there's a troll, someone putting bad stuff on Twitter, he just sees the word troll. He goes, oh, that person's a troll. I don't like them. So there you go. I don't know why I'm talking about Christmas. All I was trying to say was... All I was trying to say was that I have made a list of the stuff to bring to Folk East, because I've got a lot to bring with because of the young'uns in the mix, and I've checked it twice. And I was just going to say, if it's good enough for Father Christmas, it's good enough for me. It should work as a formula. But then I went on a tangent about Father Christmas. I mean, that would have been brilliant if it was Christmas. It would have been topical in a way, but it wasn't. You know, we're in the middle of August, and for some reason I'm doing Father Christmas jokes. I'm not sure why. But anyway, I think that's quite good that little bit there has now helped kill some time. I only need to talk for another 2 or 3 minutes, and then I think this dollop is done. I'm trying to quickly rush through this dollop, but obviously you can tell it doesn't make a difference to the quality. The quality is still exceptional there. It's just some Father Christmas material just came off the back of nowhere. But I am trying to rush through it because I'm a little bit worried that I haven't packed everything. I'm pretty sure that I have, but at the same time I'm worried that I haven't. This is kind of neurosis. Because there's quite a lot of equipment involved. There's 3 mixing desks involved in the young'uns in the mix. And obviously all of the wires and the plugs that need to go with those 3 mixing desks. Anyway, so I'm a little bit worried that I've missed something. That would be absolutely terrible. I'm going to check that after I've done this dollop. I could check it now, live on the dollop, but you might hear me break into tears, which would be good for the dollop. But in fairness, it might just be really boring. The dollop might just consist of me going, yep, I've packed that. Yeah, I've packed that wire. Excellent. Yeah, I've packed that plug. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I've packed everything. I'm not sure how interesting that would be for you to listen to. I'm trying to think whether I've got any other tunes that I'm not sure of that I want to identify. There must be other pieces of music out there that I know the tune to, but I don't know what it's called, and I'd like to find it. So if there are any tunes that you want identified, we can use the hive mind of David's Daily Digital Dollop to identify what the song is. All you need to do is send me a recording of yourself humming, and we will identify that song. I mean, that could be quite a nice feature there, so feel free. I think Father Christmas has got it right when it comes to lists. I think twice is a good amount. He said he's checking it twice. Actually, that's a good point. If he's checking it twice, does that mean he's essentially reading the list 3 times? Because the first time he reads the list, he writes the list, so he mentally goes through the list, so he reads it, and then he checks it a further 2 times, presumably. So actually, he has read the list 3 times. That'll be like one of those logic puzzles that they say. They say Father Christmas checks his list twice. He's making a list and he checks it twice. How many times is Father Christmas reading his list? And most people would say twice. But the answer is three times. In fact, I don't know if Sean and Emily can hear me right now, but I'll go and see them. Sean and Emily are downstairs. Sean from the Young'uns, Emily, Sean's girlfriend, Sean's fiance, Sean's wife. That happened quickly, didn't it? They got engaged and married in the space of 3 seconds there.
I can't believe you said she was my girlfriend. You were the bloody best man at the wedding.
So Father Christmas, so he's making a list, he's checking it twice. So how many times is Santa Claus reading his list?
I wouldn't class making it as reading it.
Would you not?
No.
I think if you make it...
When you make it, you write it. So he writes it once and then he reads it twice.
No, but you read as you write, don't you? You're going to read it as you're writing.
He's reading it as you're writing it.
He's making a list. He's checking it twice. I didn't know that means he's actually technically making it three times. I thought it could be one of those logic puzzles. You could have. I think this is enough of a dollop for people. Sure you'll agree. And I'm also asking people, because we've managed to identify a tune that was going around my head and I couldn't work out what it was, that goes...
Musker Hounds.
No! That's what Phil said, Musker Hounds, Dog Tanyan. But that's... But this is...
No,
it's a kids thing, yeah. I'm not repeating for the dollop. I'm going to say goodbye to the dollop.
Goodbye, dollop.